Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Got my blanket hoodie on.
I've got a hoodie on.
Have you got a blanket hoodie on?
No.
Do you own a blanket hoodie?
No.
Really? Why have you not got one?
I don't know.
You're crazy man. They're life-changing.
Yeah, is that like the thing?
Yeah.
Is that what I need in my life?
Yeah, you do. I bought one for my mum and dad last Christmas, and literally they've said it's changed their lives.
Wow.
I know.
And can you walk around in it?
I do. I do.
Do you go
yes,
to the shops?
I do.
No, do you?
No, I literally I've only been once. Anyway, are you dressed?
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good.
I just come in. I'm going to have a business meeting in my underpants.
Nothing,
can I?
I don't know where you've been. So, but your business meeting went well, didn't you?
Yeah, it was all right.
Good.
Bit of this, bit of that, bit of wheelie dealing,
bit of the other,
bit of slapping the table. You know.
Sorry. No, really. What? Should we start?
Yeah, let's make a start.
Molly Green and...
Oh, by the way, before we start, what did you think of last week's podcast?
Bloody brilliant.
Was it bloody brilliant?
I think they're getting better and
do
better.
Do you?
I do, yeah. I'm slightly biased.
Because we're in it.
Yeah, but I do. I think they're getting absolutely superb.
By about April, May, yeah, we'll be adequate.
There's a lot of laughter.
Do you think too much, though?
I don't know.
Somebody followed us on Facebook, and they were, where were they from? It was someone really official from In Bloom. And I
really?
Thought, and I thought, oh, no.
A bugger.
Oh, bugger. Still.
Feel posh now.
Anyway, right, let's go.
Molly Green and
Darren Rudge.
I saw Monty Don just going hell for leather with a hoe.
I'd certainly keep them going all the year round.
The Happy Garden.
Yeah, Monty, someone saw you. A very warm welcome to the Happy Garden podcast. It is lovely to have your company, and thank you ever so much for being with us. Wherever, whenever you are listening to the podcast, come and spend some time with myself, Molly Green, and the inimitable, the amazing, the expert, Darren Rudge.
Hello.
Oh, chickadee.
I'm all right. Are you all right?
Yeah, good to are. Not too bad at all.
It's been a bit grey and a bit cold and a bit wet, hasn't it, in this here country of ours?
Yeah, and windy. Let me plop that one in as well.
Yeah.
Wow, the wind the last couple of days.
Yeah,
we've had all sorts, all seasons in this week. But Darren and I were just saying, very warm today. I think we're double figures. What day are we recording this? 11th, Monday the 11th of December. Fairly warm outside.
Yeah.
My husband's outside chainsawing up a tree. Big crown of an oak came down last night in the wind, so he's sorting that out.
Wow.
So, yeah, there'll be a few people sorting out gardening bits and bobs. A lot of leaves, I'd imagine, have come down as well.
Mm.
Now, listen, your questions will be answered by our Dazzler on the Happy Garden podcast today. We've got questions, Darren, on wisteria, spider plants, money plants on the agenda as well a little bit later on. What are you going to be bringing to the horticultural tibble?
Well, we've got the Christmas cracker this week, which, again, is a cost-effective, handmade gift for your loved one, the person that loves the garden.
Do you want to say what, or should we wait and see?
We'll wait and see.
Remind me to go and get a cracker from the living room, because I've forgotten it. All right.
I've got some jokes.
Good.
We're going to have a little chat about my community gardening bits and pieces, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
And then jobs for the week ahead. How about that?
Oh, and I'm going to bung in a Molly's pickling parlour as well later. Ooh. It's an interesting one this week. I was having a look through my pickling book to see what I could do, especially as Christmas gift ideas. I mean, I make all sorts. I had no idea it was so simple. Don't laugh. To make mustard. Moutard. I know. It's really, really easy to make mustard. And what a lovely little Christmas gift. We're going to have a Christmas gift off, I think, you and I today. And we will be talking about your community, all the bits and bobs you do as well, Darren, because actually before we start, if you don't mind me doing a little celebrity name drop.
Oh, here we go.
Now, you know Pete Waterman said that he's going to join us on the podcast early next year.
Yes.
Well, this week, I was having a little chat to Kim Wilde.
Oh, yes. She's my understudy, isn't she?
Well, yeah, actually, we ought to explain, hadn't we? I'm so sorry, Darren. I'm still clinging on by my fingernails at the BBC. <I'm sorry. laughs> Literally.
Moonlighting.
I know. I feel like I've already had my funeral and my wake. I had a big send off, and then I'm still working there once a week. Anyway, on the show, Kim Wilde. But
I want my rose back. I want my rose back.
My leaving gift. In the week, I WhatsApped Darren and I said, "Is there any chance you want to come on the show and do a little bit on, you know, Christmas tree care, usual stuff, you know, a little bit of a gardening slot, mid-December?" And before I'd even heard back from you, I thought, "Oh, forget that. I've got Kim Wilde now."
Fantastic. Nice to be wanted, isn't it?
I would have dropped Kim in an instant for you. Kim was talking about the fact she's a patron of a charity, Waste Not, Want Not, which she's been a patron of, I think, for a decade now. Anyway, it's just received the King's Award for voluntary service. I have asked if she'll come on the pod next year as well, because I'd love to talk to her further about this. This charity, Waste Not, Want Not, uses gardening as a therapeutic tool to help homelessness, ex-offenders, those with mental health issues. The award they've got is the highest award given to volunteer groups across the UK. So hopefully Kim Wilde will be on the pod next year, which made me think we need to talk more about what you do in the community, which we'll do a little bit later on, because you and your business partner make a phenomenal difference.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. But I mean, changing people's lives through plants basically is what we're all about.
Is that your strapline?
Our strapline, is changing lives through plants. And that's what we do. I mean, it's a real privilege. When we chat later, I'll explain why it's a privilege for me to be able to do this.
Yeah.
It is. It's superb. Really is.
Look forward
to
that.
It's almost a Christmassy thing, really, isn't it?
It'll be a feel-good thing, I've no doubt, listening to you talk, yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
So we'll do that in a little while. What should we get on to? Well, as always, should we start with some jobs for the week ahead? With a Christmas note.
Oh, I say, you can tell it's getting close to Christmas. Darren's got his festive music out for the Happy Garden Podcast Jobs of the Week. Go on, Darren. Tell us what to do.
Go on, Darren.
Well, it's bare root season, folks. So you can buy all things bare root, root balls, and you can still buy container-grown deciduous trees, shrubs and hedging materials and get them into the ground. As long as it's not too wet, you can get them into the ground and they can be planted right now. Roses can still be pruned, so if you've not done that, then get your roses pruned back. These include bedding roses, climbing roses, hybrid teas, all those sorts of things. Just give them a really good prune back and a good check. Check that young trees are securely staked, because it has been a bit breezy around these parts, and just make sure that they're nice and secure. And young trees can also be pruned if branches are crossing, or you've got dead, diseased or even damaged branches. So take them out and remove those lower branches so that light can be let underneath those plants that still survive during the winter.
Very pleased with you on that one, Darren.
There you are. Virtually up to
perfect.
The second.
Yeah. You've got an ear for timing these days. Very pleased with you. Well, we're going to do Molly's Pickling Parlour very, very soon. Darren's very excited about this. How to make mustard. You will be amazed, though, Darren. You will be amazed. You can make Mrs. Darren some.
What?
Nothing. Now, let's start with a message from Jackie. Now, last week on the Happy Garden podcast, you did a really, really interesting bit. Well, a couple of bits that were interesting. Well, all of it was interesting, but specifically, we've had a
digging
lot...
a hole.
We've had a lot of response on your point 30 slot. Oh, yeah. And Jackie, was this on the Facebook or was this an email? Can't remember. It doesn't matter anyway, does it? Jackie...
Can't comment.
Okay.
What was the name again?
Jackie. Jackie has said, yes, I also saw them in Sainsbury's, Molly and Darren. I couldn't believe I couldn't find anyone to tell. I did stop a lady buying one, though. Also, in Marks and Spencer's, they are by the door. Always mention Molly and Darren's gardening show. I work for Asda, and I always tell them and the customers about where to put their poinsettias. So says Jackie.
Well done, Jackie. Well done. That's fabulous. That's what we want. We want the message out there. They're ridiculous on the top of chillers, honestly.
Yes, I put that on the Facebook page this week. Yeah, it is ridiculous. If you go to the Happy Garden podcast on the Facebook, you'll see Darren's picture of they're on the open chillers, about 40 or 50. Lovely display.
Lovely display of dead plants.
Yeah. Just to reiterate what Jaron and I were saying last week, keep your receipt. If they turn into a twig within a week, it's not your fault. It's because they were already chilled, already shocked and already dying. Have a listen back. It was the last podcast where Darren did quite a big special. Right, Darren, another one here. Molly and Darren. This is from Sprayer Pete,
okay,
by the way. This is an email, which is thehappygardenpodcast@gmail.com. All questions welcome, whatever they are, wherever you are in the world. And if you want to pop your phone number on there, do so, because then we can give you a call live on the Happy Garden Podcast. That would be lovely as well. The Happy Garden Podcast, all one word, at gmail.com. Hi, Molly and Daz. Hope you're both well and getting ready for Christmas. I've got a question for your podcast and I've attached a video so you can see just how many spiders I have. I have forwarded you this, haven't I?
Yes, yeah. You have. Yeah, I've seen it.
My question is, why are we getting more and more spiders? I've never seen so many cobwebs in the garden. You don't realise they're there until you have a sharp frost. The video, the pictures are amazing. The webs are all lit up with a sharp frost. They're absolutely stunning. It's just magical. Anyway, Pete goes on, please excuse my heavy breathing on the video. I'm not one of these telephone perverts. I'm an asthmatic sprayer. Lol. So good to see your podcast is going from strength to strength. You're both doing an amazing job. Can I wish you both a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year? And that's Sprayer Pete. Call him by his proper name.
Thank you, Pete.
By the way, he's not a pervert. That's not why he's called Sprayer. Sprayer Pete either. Let me just explain that one.
Oh dear.
Well, no, because we used to have a listener called what was he called? Was
no.
He
what?
Fingers. What was he called? The Fingers Nigel. But he'd lost.
What?
He'd lost his fingers in a meat machine. We like nicknames. Anyway, Sprayer Pete is a professional sprayer. I think he cleans things.
Oh right.
So.
Okay.
Anyway, on to Spray Pete's spiders. Are there more this year, Darren?
No. I think he's got some overactive spiders, but they're mating at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, it's the season to be merry.
It is the season to be merry. And it's funny when you look, you notice these things. You know, when you buy a new car, you all of a sudden you see them everywhere, don't you? But they're always there. So I don't think they are. There is more spiders this year, Pete. I'm ever so sorry, but your video is absolutely brilliant. I think what they've done is they've concentrated all the efforts on your fence.
But when the frost literally, it's like invisible ink, isn't it, a spider's web? I mean, they're just not there to be seen, are they? They're kamikaze, that's the point. But when the frost highlights them, wow.
It lights them up. It's the females getting ready to mate. Okay, and then obviously us males then get eaten. We only get two chances, apparently. You're lucky if you get a second chance.
Yeah, I was going to say. I also think as well, though, it must mean that Sprayer Pete's garden must have a good ecosystem in itself, because there must be a lot of insects. For there to be so many spiders, there must be that many insects to catch, which is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. It always amazes me how spiders actually create a web in less than an hour or something like that, because we've got the car on the drive and it's parked quite close to the house, and I can walk out in the morning.
Which one's that? Is that the Jaguar?
Might be. Because I have three.
All
see.
Right, Darren.
I've got a sports car, you know. Did you know that?
Yeah, don't show off, because I know it's on bricks. And has been for at least 7 years.
But, yeah, the spider. I constantly walk into this spider, and I can't find out where it is, but constantly walk into the spider's web that it's attached itself between our house and the Jaguar.
I know where it lives. I know where all spiders live in cars or on cars.
In the wing mirror.
In the flipping wing. I've said to you in the past, I've been driving to work and I'm halfway there, you know, on the dual carriageway, and then the stupid thing comes out and then it's...
It's hanging on for grim death, yeah, I know. It's
a... I have to find a lay-by somewhere to pull over and save the poor thing, or either poke it back behind the mirror or set it free in the grass. Anyway, so not more spiders this year. It's just appreciate their beauty.
Yeah, it's
marvel
beautiful.
In the spectacle.
It's a lovely sight,
yeah,
isn't it?
And Merry Christmas to you, Sprayer.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Sprayer Pete. Have a good one.
Let me just think quickly. Who was it who had no fingers? I can't remember. Isn't that awful?
What did you say his job was?
Well, he's changed his job now, obviously, because I think he thought the last one was a bit... Was it Fingers Nigel? Fingers... It was Fingers somebody, because he put... Because when he used to work in a meat process...
Stop it.
What?
Oh, no.
Or was it a press? I can't remember how his fingers came off.
You were going to say a sausage factory as well.
Something like that. He wasn't paying attention. He got distracted and his hand went in. But I can't remember his name. It was a nice man.
Somebody getting a really big surprise when they cook their breakfast. There's a finger on the
plate.
I think
they retrieved it. He went to hospital, but it didn't.
All right.
It didn't work. Oh, Gary! It was called Gary Fingers.
Gary.
I was calling him Fingers Gary. No, it was Gary Fingers, because a lot of people used to text back in and say, you know, why have you got this pervert on the radio? And he's not pervert. He just lost concentration once in a factory.
But that's it, isn't it? It's as simple as that.
Gary Fingers.
Job
what
done.
To him?
I don't know. Can't count to 10 anymore, can he?
I'm sure it's fingerist.
Molly and Darren.
Do you know who we were? Darren, actually, before we get off spiders, there is something I need to say to you, and there's something I need to apologise for.
Uh-oh.
I will always hold my hands up when I'm wrong, and I was wrong a few pods ago, because I know I chastised you. And when I was googolating Sprayer Pete's question as to are there more spiders in 2023, for some reason some factoids popped up about spiders, and there was something about how many eyes do a spider have.
Yeah.
And you had said a few pods ago spiders have got 8 eyes. I chastised you. I said, Darren, that's legs. Darren, they do have 8 eyes.
Oh, no, they do. I told you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. They do have 8 eyes.
Yeah, just imagine that.
No.
Just imagine having 8 eyes.
I'd like, is it, what's the lizard whose eyes go different direction? I'd like that.
It's chameleon.
Chameleon.
Isn't it?
I'd like chameleon eyes. You'd get so much more done, wouldn't you?
You'd look good with chameleon eyes. On the side of your head.
Just imagine how productive you could be. Oh my god, my god, my god, my god, my chameleon. Yum, come and goo. Yum, come and goo.
You could actually see yourself coming and going, couldn't you?
I like it. Oh, Darren. Hey, listen, who's got a birthday soon?
Darren is born on a Christmas day, on a Christmas day, to save the lives of the plants, give a new life through the year.
Hey, birthday
it's
in
me,
a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Well... When you get to my age, it's not
another
excitement,
day.
Is it? It's just another day. But I can't put my feet up and then I get waited on. And actually, that's quite normal, isn't it?
I was going to say, what, just once a year? Darren's birthday falls on Christmas Day, which is why listener Tom there sings this.
Darren is born on a Christmas Day, on a Christmas Day, to save the lives of the plants, give a new life through the year.
God sent. God's
lovely.
Sense. What are you doing Christmas Day?
We're having a big family meal. We've got relatives coming up from Weymouth as well.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to have a big family lunch. with the new little one, with little Lenora.
She'll be there too. Oh, that sounds smashing. She'll be there too. Just to reiterate, we will still be with you here at the Happy Garden Podcast. Fear ye not. So when does Christmas fall? Is it the...
It's on Monday.
Monday.
Isn't it? Normally the 25th.
Ordinarily. We will still be releasing a podcast on the Friday. So that twixt bit in between Christmas and New Year, which is always a bit weird, we will still be here. So we will... It might be a shorter podcast, but we'll still clock in, won't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right. Right, do you want to do Molly's Pickling Parlour?
Yeah.
Shall we go down there? Are you ready? Yeah. Got it?
After you, my dear.
Let's go.
I'm not laughing in the garden because I ain't been tickled. I'm going in the garden because I want to get pickled. It's Molly's Pickling Parlour.
Oh, come on, Darren.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. Yeah, let's hook arms and do a couple of circles before I can... Here we are.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. Kick those legs up, Mal.
Oh, no. I'm 45. That doesn't happen anymore. Right, so I am doing... Don't forget, Darren's Christmas cracker is a little bit later on. He's vying for the best position of a homemade Christmas gift today. But Molly's Pickling Parlour is telling you how to make mustard. Oh, it sounds really dull, doesn't it? Oh, no, I thought this was really interesting. Now I've come to do it.
It's mustard.
Really boring. What? Well, I didn't realise you could make it yourself so easily. And what lovely Christmas presents. It's only a couple of weeks to Christmas. And this, actually, there are recipes where you can do this instantly if you use heat. Mine doesn't use heat, so you will need 3 days to prepare. But, you know, if you've forgotten a last-minute Christmas present, this might be nice. So, all you need, let me give you the ingredients first. We need 100 grams of yellow mustard seeds. We need 150 millilitres of cider vinegar, 150 millilitres of white wine, and any herbs of your choice. You don't have to put any in. You can have nothing, or you could have oregano or oregano, if you're listening over in the US of they. Mixed herbs. You could have basil. You could have anything that you like, or as I say, or none. But do stick a little bit of turmeric and red paprika in if you want a little bit of colour and a little bit of heat. So it's ever so simple. You just place the mustard seeds, the vinegar, the white wine, and any other herbs or none, any other flavours that you've chosen, and 2 teaspoons of salt, sea salt preferably, in a glass bowl, cover with cling film, leave for 3 days, just at room temperature. Literally, oh, this is about it. On the third day, you place all the ingredients in a food processor, and then you blitz them until they're smooth. A couple of splashes of water maybe to loosen if needed. And that, my lovelies, is it. You can adjust the seasoning to taste if necessary, but all you need to do is scoop it out into sterilised jars, decorate a few festive ribbons, you know, a couple of present toppers or something on the ribbons. It'll keep in the fridge for up to a month, and as I say, you can specify to your own or your friend's liking if you want to make honey mustard or maple mustard or... You know, you can add onion powder or garlic powder, whatever you fancy, if you want to flavour your mustard. Beautiful for the Christmas table, beautiful for gifts. Think you can top that? Dazzler pants? Don't be sarcastically coming at me. That on sprouts. Hello.
Hello. Oh, I've got an interesting sprout fact.
Oh, go on then.
Astronauts are not allowed to take sprouts into space. No, it's true. It's true fact.
What?
Astronauts cannot have sprouts in space because the gases produced are flammable.
You're kidding.
No, that's true fact. What,
once eaten, you mean? Or
once eaten, yes. What escapes is flammable, so they can't take sprouts into space.
That's amazing. Where did you learn that?
Well, I just know these things.
That is very interesting. Do you like mustard on sprouts? Do you want a pot of mustard?
Yes,
for Christmas.
For Christmas, I want a pot of your homemade mustard, please.
Molly's mustard.
I always give you marrow rum.
Oh, looking forward to that. Anyway, there's my pickling parlour. Darren's Christmas cracker will vie for top place with homemade gifts a little bit later on the Happy Garden Podcast.
I think mine's equally dull.
It's Molly's Pickling Parlour.
Well, we're nothing if not honest.
The Happy Garden Podcast.
Yeah, I pulled up onto the drive the other day, you know, Molls. And my next-door neighbour had splashed milk and yoghurt all over the front door. How dare he?
Derek, a joke out of the joke slot. I've been very pleased with that. I forgot to do any jokes this week, so I'm very pleased.
Oh, dear. It's about the best. I've got eight today. That's about the best.
Are they themed?
They
today?
Are. They're all Christmassy. About Santa and snowmen and things.
Where are your jokes? Let me see where I've put them on the order.
We're
on two already. We'll,
wow.
They're not too far away. We've got a couple of questions, then we'll do your Christmas-themed jokes. Okay. Oh, we've got some adverts coming up very shortly. But who have we got this week, by the way? Let's have a look.
Have we been paid yet?
No.
I've gone through all the furniture for heat.
Oh, go on, do the joke again from last week. That was funny.
We've burnt it. Well, we installed central heating last week.
Did you?
That's basically burning the furniture in the middle of the room.
It's as good as it was last week. Here we are. I don't know. Nobody needs to know this, but we're an honest podcast. So this week advertising with us is Camelot, or Win-a-Lot, as okay. I like to say. Eon.
Okay, Eon, really?
Virgin Betting. I don't know if you want to advocate.
What?
And Curry's.
What?
Curry's.
Curry's.
Curry's are advertising with us this week.
Wow.
I know.
I need a new laptop.
I don't know. And what Asda?
We'll take payment as a laptop.
Did we slag them off in the poinsettia slot?
We did, yeah. We retract that totally, Asda.
Go, Asda. Oh, dear. But no, still, we don't seem to be getting any money, but... nonetheless, anyway, that's the adverts are on the way. It's a liberty, isn't it?
How dare they advertise and not pay us.
Liberty. Anyways, right, let's get on to one of your questions, thehappygardenpodcast@gmail.com. So this is from Alice. Molly, Darren, love the podcast. I must say it's far more convenient being able to listen to you when I like! My question is about a potted wisteria. I bought it in a pot in the summer, planning to plant it straight away. Darren, my life took over and it is still in its pot. Its leaves are now yellow. Is that normal for this time of year, or do you think it's been starved of nutrients because it hasn't been planted yet? Would this be the right time of year to plant anyway? Thanks in advance and thank you for the podcast. And that's from Alice.
Right, Alice, it's totally and utterly natural because wisterias are deciduous, so that means they lose their leaves. So that's all that's happening to your plant. And yes, get it into the ground. It's an excellent time of year to plant. It's warm, it's wet. Your plant is asleep, so what it will do is plants don't become totally dormant. They still have to tick over. What it will do by planting at this time of year is it'll start to establish a root system. So in the spring, you won't have to look after it so much. It'll have started to develop a root system, so you won't have to water it as much and take care of it as much. So your wisteria is totally and utterly fine. It's just losing its leaves, which is quite natural for it to do, and just need to get it into the ground. Remember, get it into the ground, as I said earlier, for jobs of the week, but don't do it if it's really, really, really wet. But pop it into the ground. It's fine. Do it now. Well, not now.
Thank you.
Wait until the end of the podcast.
Thank you, Alice. Yeah. Keep listening for another 20 minutes. Can I piggyback on Alice's question, actually? My lovely friend Mandy, I was going to say bought me, but actually it was my husband, a clematis. And again, same as Alice, just literally haven't got round to planting it, which is ridiculous. It's still in its pot. It probably has been for a year. And it looks dead. I hope Mandy's not listening. Are things all right in their pots for a while?
Yeah, I mean, at this time of year.
Will the clematis look dead this time of year as well?
It depends on type of clematis. Basically,
clematis.
One person's clematis is another person's clematis.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Pergola.
It's like Cotoneaster and Cotton Easter.
Pergola. Tomato.
Pergola.
Yeah, all of that.
Tomato, anyway, tomato.
All right, go on.
Let's call the whole thing off. Yeah, if it's a deciduous clematis, then basically, or clematis, and basically, yeah, it's dead at this time of year. It's died back, so it's fine. And you'll find they sprout at the base. But if we have got evergreen clematis, you see. So Clematis armandii, and there are a couple of other species clematis that are evergreen. So they don't lose their leaves. So basically, they'll retain the leaves. If those have gone brown at this time of year, them are dead. But your clematis in your pot, which I have viewed from afar, is deciduous.
Yeah.
So it's just having a rest.
Okay.
And you don't need to water them. Just leave them alone. They're fine.
Okay. It's very noisy your end. Is that the microwave or the washing machine?
It's the washing machine, I'm afraid.
Oh, have you put a wash on? Oh, well done, Darren.
Yeah. What? A wash?
CK what?
A what? A wash?
A what? A what?
Oh, is that what that machine is for?
You've got the same washing machine as me, so I know it's going to make a little pretty noise when it's finished. How long has it got left?
It will sing it. Well, it's on its last spin cycle.
Have a look. So how many minutes has it got? So we know.
We have about 10 minutes, oh, I would think.
Can you shut the door?
I can shut the door.
I mean, there's reality and there's... Darren always has to fill a gap with singing. God love him. In fact, I need to go and get the cracker and he'll probably sing you some Christmas music shortly. That's better. That's much better. Good.
Is that better?
Yeah, it really is. You're going to need to do some Christmas music in a minute because I need to go and fetch a cracker from the living room.
Okay.
But before we do, I've just thought, and again, we're nothing if not honest. Once my husband's chopped up the tree, I think he's going down Aldi or somewhere to go and get, we're having fajitas for dinner tonight, and he's going to go and get
right.
Angry. I don't know if he's gone or not.
How was your Gilly Gone Barmy last week?
I might ring him. I think I OD'd on the Gillian Gone Barmy last week. I had it 7 days in a row.
Oh, no.
I know.
Ooh,
I know.
Your poor tummy.
Oh, no, I love chilli. It's one of my favourite meals. But
and
I think...
the gastric system. It's a good job you're not an astronaut, isn't it?
I'd have exploded. Shall I just ring him, see if he's gone?
Yeah.
Hang on. I've got hankering for a watermelon.
Oh.
He might be still chopping up the tree, though. He gets annoyed because he has to take... I was about to say...
He's put it down.
I know he has. He gets annoyed.
He sighed as well.
Because he has to take his helmet off. He gets... Oh, he's ringing me. Oh, no, please don't shout at me. Let's see. Let's have a look now. It's only me.
Yeah.
Sorry, did you have to take your helmet off?
No, but I've got to. Rick and Mandy have got a bow down in the stream, so I'm going to have to call in there and do some logging.
Oh, you are a good neighbour. Yes.
Yeah. Luckily, everything's ready because I've been doing it here.
Oh, brilliant. How are you getting
what else
on?
Do you need, then?
Well, nothing. I just, sorry, you're on the podcast. Please do not swear.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Peas and beans in the podcast.
Yeah, so you've done the tree that's down here. You've
part of it.
I have to give him his instructions. You've got neighbours that also need a tree in the stream cut up.
They've got a blocked culvert.
Culvert that you're going to sort. And then you're going to go and get, because we're having fajitas, you're going to go and get onions, mushrooms, peppers,
yes.
Iceberg lettuce and some guacamole.
Okay.
And could you get me a watermelon?
What, from Aldi?
Mm. Well, no, you'll have to go Sainsbury's then.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all right. That's all.
See you much later then. You sure you don't want gold, frankincense and myrrh?
Yes, I'm absolutely certain. Thank you for all you do.
Carry on chatting.
Yeah, as you were.
Don't work too hard, Darren. See you shortly.
Thank
then.
You. Love you. Don't forget the watermelon.
Goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
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 Bye. Oh, listen how dejected he sounds. He's gone. How dejected he sounds. You don't mind. Mandy and Rick have got a bow in the stream. Did you have anything in the wind this week? Did you have anything come down?
It's a bit personal, isn't it?
Oh, no, you said there was a Christmas tree in the road that's leaning.
Yeah, well, it's a big lean. It's a big Christmas tree. It's on a traffic island, Molly.
It's a first world problem, isn't it?
It's 45 degrees, if is not it? More. Yeah, literally, it's right over.
That is
I
bad.
Think it's recently. It's been recently planted. It
made
the
it's
newspapers.
A living one.
Yeah, it's a living tree, yeah. Yeah.
Made the papers?
Yeah, it made the papers, yeah.
What do you mean?
Around here it made the papers.
Let's have a look. Yeah, I've got my computer next to me. What island is it?
Christmas tree in Bloxwich. I don't know.
Christmas
tree. No, it's one of the small...
Bloxwich.
In Bloxwich. Blown
over.
I
just put wind. Christmas tree, Bloxwich, wind. Walsall Council's pathetic Christmas tree blamed on eco-incentive. Oh, hang on a second. That's not the one, is it? Have you got a pathetic
different.
Christmas tree?
Yeah, it's a twig.
That's from the Telegraph.
They call it a tree.
The Telegraph have said you've got a pathetic Christmas tree. We are. The Mirror.
Agree with them.
The Mirror says you've got a pathetic beanstalk.
It's terrible, isn't it? I mean, that is horrendous, isn't it?
But is that planted?
No, that one's not planted.
Oh, see, now I'd be on their side if that was a planted tree, which is far more sustainable and you know, you love and cherish it and watch it grow and you decorate it every year. If that was on an island and it was planted, I'd love it. If that's cut down and...
I'll send you a WhatsApp picture.
Oh, go on then, I've got my phone on me. This is your local Christmas tree.
Well, it's on a traffic island mm-hmm. by where I live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Darren Rudge photo. Oh, no! Oh no!
What do you think of that?
I mean, that's literally 45 degrees. Oh my goodness.
I mean, it's a big tree isn't
it? It's a talking point. Did that make national news?
Yeah, made the national telly. The Midlands Today.
Well, Darren, as the local horticulturalist, you should actually go over and save the day. You could buttress Garley. The tree.
I've told them what to do. What? So you can still save it by pulling it upright.
Well, yeah.
It needs to be staked. It needs to be staked into the ground.
Anyway, enough of Christmas trees. What are we doing? Oh, adverts. Let's do
adverts.
The Liberty. Yeah,
there you go.
Adverts.
Here you go, folks.
Right.
Enjoy.
So there'll be a word from, who did I say? Someone in Curry's. Yeah.
Asda.
Asda and Curry's.
Love you, Asda.
Love you both. Make sure, you can forward them if you like. You don't have to listen to them. You can forward them. But we'll see you in mere moments.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're the kids in America.
Whoa! Whoa.
We could do an expert off. Me and Kim.
What do you mean?
Me and Kim.
An expert off. Don't get jealous of Kim Wilde.
I'm not jealous. We're the kids in America.
Whoa! Reason I was talking to her is because she just started a new tour and she was in Wolverhampton at the weekend. She's fabulous. I absolutely love Kim Wilde. I absolutely love her. And I love the fact she was... We had a little bit of a conversation about horticulture and hopefully, as I say, she'll join us in the new year on this podcast. And she was saying being on tour, the grounding aspect of gardening was fabulous sort of throughout her career, to be connected with the earth, to be connected with plants and the cycle of life, basically. Whatever situation you are in, gardening is incredibly grounding.
Almost definitely. Just touching plants. I just say this to my students, you see. When we go and we identify plants and things like that, you can't just look at them. You've got to feel them. You've got to touch them.
Yeah.
You've got to get intimate with them. You know, you've got to hug a tree, you've got to feel the bark, and that's the way that you become friends with planty friends, and you get to know them intimately by touching them and stroking them and doing all the, and it's wonderful.
It's a different dimension, isn't it?
Yeah, it takes you back to your cave person days.
Yeah,
because that's where it comes from. Where all this comes from, let alone digging in the soil. It's just fantastic, isn't it?
Well, let's get on to this now, Darren. You mentioned Kim there with jealousy.
Did I?
Yeah.
Who's Kim?
Kim who? No, just in case you weren't listening to the beginning of the podcast, we were going to do a slot on the BBC show that I do on a Friday, and I'd book Darren, but then dumped Darren because Kim Wilde had a better offer from Kim. But Kim was talking about this charity. I'm kidding. That she volunteers with. She's a patron of, that's just won the King's Award. And I thought, Darren, it'd be really nice this week on the Happy Garden podcast if you share in depth a little bit more about what you do. I mean, we don't champion you enough, actually, on the Happy Garden podcast. You do answer questions, of course, but behind the scenes, community-wise, you're massive. You make a real difference. So I'd be interested to hear a bit more about what you do.
What I do with a business partner, a lady called Helen Wood, I'm sure she won't mind me mentioning her name, we run a community interest company. So it's a not-for-profit company. So what that means, folks, is that if we make any profit, because it is a business at the end of the day, we actually put it back into the community. And it's community payback at the end of the day. But our whole philosophy is that we change lives with plants. And our strap line is grow people with plants. So that's what we do. And we do it in a number of ways. We do traditional training programs. So basically, you know, you can come on a course with us if you want to, get yourself an RHS certificate. But more and more of what we actually do is dealing with community groups and people that have social issues and things like that. We've actually been sort of highlighted at national level, Molly Green, for the work that we're doing with our local community in and around Wolverhampton. It's taking people that just can't be with other people to begin with.
In what way?
Well, they've got an issue with either communicating with folks or feel oppressed being around other people, or have had some real trauma in their lives. And what we do with them is we get them to come together and we get them to work together, all through the guise of a horticultural project. So at the moment, what we're doing is we're building a community garden in an area called Bilston in Wolverhampton. And we're bringing these volunteers, as we call them, together, and we're rebuilding their lives with them. And it is wonderful to see how gardens, plants, horticulture, whatever you want to call it, how this just brings people together. And you start to see the light come on in their faces.
How often do you meet, Darren?
We meet once a week, and at the moment we run 6 to 8 week programs. So we've got a different group of people every 6 to 8 weeks. And it depends on what we're actually going to do in the garden. I mean, just before Christmas, what we did was we built some raised beds. And, you know, we were teaching these guys how to cut timber, construct raised beds, planting techniques. And we got them to learn Latin names, Molly. We got them to learn just 5 plants that they were actually working with. And these people have, you know, never done anything like this before. And some of them, I'll feature Ian, and he won't mind me using his name. Ian came home one day to his flat to find his partner dead in the chair.
Oh, gosh.
And they'd been together for 40 years.
Oh, Darren.
So how devastating is that? You know, and that has shocked him beyond belief and sent him into all manner of stress. And he thanked us at the end of the day for helping him draw himself out. He's got new friends. They now go out, you know. He's not stuck in the flat all the time. He's not thinking dark, deep, dark thoughts.
Yeah.
And he's discovered a new passion, which is plants and horticulture and the fact that he can do things. He was a builder by trade. And, you know, finding his partner the way he did actually absolutely crushed him. He was devastated. And what we've managed to do with him is help him to rebuild his life, helping to see that there are other things he can do. Yeah. There is a world out there and there are people that can help him. And that's just one example of what we're managing to do with folks.
Darren, I don't say this lightly at all. Literally a lifeline for somebody like Ian.
Most definitely is. And what we've been told is that, you know, the company that actually finds the volunteers for us have said they've never had an attendance rate like we've had. You know, we've had 16 people on our programmes and 16 people turn up every week, and they do lots of things with these people. But actually, the gardening is what is most successful. Mm. That's what's been most successful for them. So it's brilliant. And it's a real privilege to be part of something like this, to help to change lives in a way that's friendly, it's relaxed, and ultimately moves people on to better things.
Obviously, you do this locally. Do you have any plans to do further afield?
We do. I mean, we're going to rule the world.
One day.
One day. But it's all about scaling up, isn't it? So you start in a small way. But certainly we've had lots and lots of interest. I did a little speech in front of what I thought was going to be about 30 or 40 people, and it turned out to be 200. Wow. At the Mayor's Parlour in Wolverhampton. You know, we got so much feedback from that. Just telling people like we'd done what we're about, what we aim to do, and what we have actually done. And the feedback has just been absolutely phenomenal. It really, really has. We're into all sorts of things anyway, as well as local communities. But dealing with the community groups is really, really satisfying. It's brilliant.
Well, listen, even if you're not listening within this area, Darren, it's worth saying, you know, if you are in any sort of situation where you think this sort of thing might help, there are groups, aren't there?
Yeah.
Nationally, internationally, wherever you're listening, this sort of thing is quite widespread and there to help.
Get in touch with your local group. There are community gardens, there's community orchards, there's community spaces, there's a whole host of things that you can just get in touch. And, you know, don't sit inside and be insular. Actually, you know, make the efforts and get out there, and you'll just surprise yourself as to what you can achieve, what can be done, and the people out there that really, really do care about your health and well-being.
Also, Darren, it's a difficult thing to talk about, and we've all encountered grief. It's a very, very difficult thing to cope with at any stage of life. Unfortunately, we all do have to cope with it. The cycle of life, the cycle of the garden. We just spoke to my husband there. Bless him. He's cutting a big crown of an oak that's just come off. And I said to you a little bit earlier on, I went and saw this crown of the oak. It was filled with buds, even though it's, you know, the depth of winter. It had got life in it. It was ready for next year. The cycle of life in the garden, the cycle of life in nature. I mean, it's an awful thing, you know, when you do have grief, that, you know, the horrible thing is that time keeps going. The clock doesn't stop. You want it to stop. It doesn't. Nature doesn't stop. The cycle keeps going. And we all are, like it or not, part of the cycle. And gardening, horticulture, and we're getting quite deep here, Darren, and you know, normally we're laughing at this time of the podcast, nearing the end, but it's a really vital thing to say. Gardening, nature, it shows you that we are all part of a cycle.
And you know, Mo, there is a cult, almost a cult, planting cult, that's called New Wave Perennialism. Basically, it's from the Netherlands. It's not new, but they garden naturalistically. You'll love it, okay? Very famous garden designer called Pete Uldorf is part of the cult. And their one major philosophy is to value plants in their four life cycles, in spring, in summer, in autumn, and in winter. So even in death, to find inspiration. And just because somebody has passed on, we shouldn't be sad, really. We're sad because it's our loss. Mm. What we should do is we should celebrate. Celebrate a life that has been so wholesome that it's affected us so deeply that we feel sadness, but really we should celebrate. And that's what the new perennial movement says. Celebrate your plants in death, because The new dawn in the spring means rejuvenation and reincarnation. And that is the philosophy of the new wave perennialism. Look it up, folks. If you've not met it before, it's absolutely astounding. And it is what Molly was saying earlier, that circle of life. Jokes next, then.
The Happy Garden Podcast.
I'm Adam Frost, and you're listening to the Happy Garden Podcast with Molly Green and that Darren Rudge fella.
We'll be getting back to another question for you very, very shortly. However, A, I need a wee. B, I need to go and get a cracker from the from the living room.
Yeah.
So, do you want to do...
I could do.
Do what, you want you to do a musical interlude? Because they've gone down very well the last couple of podcasts.
Really? Has Simon Cowell been in touch?
No. What do you think? Have you got something prepared up your sleeve? I'll probably be, let me think, wee...
Yes, I'll do one.
45 seconds.
Okay, then.
I think you can fill.
La, 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 la. La, la, la.
Be good.
Okay, she's not listening, folks. So here's one. Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They are never called Rudolph, funny reindeer names. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? And as the reindeers loved him, Santa shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Oh, I got that off my chest.
What did you sing?
Well, I sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, my version anyway.
Were you good?
Yeah, I think I was good.
You're good.
When you listen back, you can tell me. Okay.
I'll put a little bit of echo on to make you sound.
There is a naughty version of that as well.
No.
Perhaps we'll do that on the alternate podcast.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin's laid an egg. The Batmobile has lost its wheel and Robin's still in bed. Way! Not exactly naughty. Anyway, look, I've got a cracker.
Okay.
So thank you for the musical interlude. I'll assess you a little bit later on.
Okay.
All right.
I've got the one, Inge.
No, we're not doing it yet. I've got a question first.
Oh, all right. Then.
Let go of your end. Thank you. Molly Darren. Put it down. Molly Darren, visiting my son and grandson in sunny Cape Town at the moment.
Wow.
Naturally, I've just tuned into your latest podcast, When is a Boomerang a Stick, etc. LOL. So, I'm one of those who listens to you both from South Africa and in Brum. Why would I not? I've been experimenting with no-dig gardening back at home in Solihull. Looking forward to the results. Keep up the good work, Roy.
I've just thought...
Let me just open our emails, because Roy emailed back today with an update. Here we are. Thanks for replying, Mol. You're welcome. Still very hot and sunny here in Cape Town, you'd be pleased to know. I told him how windy and awful it was here. As far as the no-dig gardening is concerned, Darren, I only started in the beginning of December. I had about a 4-foot stretch of border, which had become all weeded and grassed over, which I was going to dig over in the winter until, I heard about no-dig gardening on your podcast. So armed with lots of cardboard, I covered it all over and then topped it all off with leaf mulch. Darren, we'll have to see just how it progresses in the coming months. At least it seems you're having plenty of rain over there in the UK for it to rot down. Keep podcasting, you two. Best regards, and that's Roy. And then he's got a smiley face with sunglasses on. Because he's in Cape Town.
Well, thanks, Roy. You'll be really surprised with the results, my friend. I promise you that, totally and utterly. And it is low-maintenance gardening as well. No dig, because you're not digging. But actually, you'll get fewer weeds because weeds haven't got a chance of getting taken hold. So, actually, we're respecting weeds because they become nutrients for our plants. Keep in touch, Roy. We're certainly going to keep on podcasting, so... Yeah. But keep in touch and let us know in the spring what you think.
Well, Darren, just as we did a little serious slot a couple of minutes ago, it is weeds. They're all part of the decomposition of the garden, which creates new life. It's all part of the cycle.
It is. It's all part of the cycle of life. And I feel as though I need to burst into the Lion King here.
Go on, then. No, please.
The circle of life.
Keep going.
I don't know the rest.
Oh,
it's just like it starts with Arsene Wenger.
No, it doesn't. It's Darren, I love you. I do.
I love you too.
Do you want to do jokes? Then we'll do Molly and Darren's Christmas cracker.
Yes,
I've got it, by the way.
The jokes.
I've got a red one. It's only small. Well, no. 6 inches, 7 inches.
Right.
Red
it's not
with
small.
Gold. No, that's not small, is it? Red, let me send you a picture. Have you got your phone on you?
Move on.
No, no, hang on. Have you got your phone on you?
Yes.
Let's see how many inches you think this is.
What?
Hang on.
I'm a man, you know.
Exactly. Hang on. What's up, Darren? Oh, you sent me that Christmas tree. Let me send you... Let me send you my cracker.
Oh, that's a big one.
How many inches? What you said?
That's got to be that's an A4 sheet
12?
Of paper.
Massive to it. We'll pull that in a minute.
Okay, it's nice. It's sparkly.
Jeez, it's nice,
twinkly.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who won last week?
Quality crackers. You did. You've won 2 weeks on a run.
Have I?
Yeah, you've had the prezzies and everything.
All right, we'll pull this in a little while. I always
quality
buy...
crackers, though.
Well,
are those
I don't...
from Marks and Spencer's?
I don't know, because I've said this to you historically over the years. I'm very, very savvy. I do... just realised I'm working on the 27th and 28th. Normally, I'll go to Waitrose on the 27th and 28th when everything is 90% off.
Well, that's my money-saving tip, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Shop after the fact.
Exactly. Don't buy before Christmas, folks.
Buy
afterwards.
This might be a Waitrose one that I'd probably have paid £1 for instead of 10, so I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll do that in a bit. Shall we, though? Shall we lighten the mood with a few of Darren's festive Christmas cracker jokes?
Yes.
All right, then.
Now in the Happy Garden.
It's about time for some Alan Titters. Brace yourself for your gardening jokes of the week from Darren Rudge.
Brace yourself. Go on then, Dazzler, let the dog see the rabbit.
Why did the Scarecrow get a big Christmas bonus, Molly? Because he was outstanding in his field.
Oh, my goodness, that's good. Good.
What do you call a snowman that's had a temper tantrum?
A snowman temper tantrum? Don't know.
A meltdown.
Oh, so good. Yeah, good.
What did Santa say when he stepped into a big puddle?
Da-da. Couldn't tell you.
It must have rained here.
Oh, Darren!
Think that's good?
Yeah,
what
I do.
About this one?
Go on.
Where does Santa's reindeer stop for a coffee?
Oh, Greg's Pret. Costa. I don't know.
Starbucks!
Good, Darren, good.
Still a month, another four. Another four to come.
Christ, go on.
What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the ordinary alphabet?
Ordinary alphabet. Difference. Go on.
The Christmas alphabet has no L.
Darren, I'm so pleased with you.
This is good, isn't
Everyone's a winner.
Why does Santa have three gardens?
Why would Santa possibly...
So he can ho, ho, ho.
Wait, you can have two for that. Hang on. There you are, double. Yeah.
Two more left. Here we go. Why did no one bid for Rudolph and Blitzen on eBay?
Oh, that really makes me sad. How many reindeer are there? Seven.
There are seven, aren't
so
there?
So five went. Those two didn't. I don't know.
Because they were too dear.
God's sake, it's so obvious when you know the answer.
And finally...
Final element.
It's been a long one, hasn't it, this time?
Bit.
Scrooge scored the winning goal in the FA Cup this year because the ghosts of Christmas passed.
Well, hang on, that you confused me there because I wasn't given the opportunity to answer. Say that again.
Scrooge scored the winning goal in this year's FA Cup because the ghost of Christmas Past.
Say again.
Scrooge scored the winning goal in this year's FA Cup. Because the ghost of Christmas Past. He passed the ball.
I don't get it.
Ask your husband, he'll understand.
Sexist. That's some sort of appropriation you've done there. I'll have to sue. Because Christmas. Okay. Right, okay.
Moving on.
Right, Jim. Moving on. Okay. So that's jokes done. Darren, let's do the Christmas. Let's leave jokes behind. Let's do the Christmas cracker. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Right, now.
I've got my end.
Theatre of the mind. You've got the left side. I've got the right side.
I'm having the present today.
Well, we'll see, won't we? This is a gold, what did you say it was, Darren? A 12-inch cracker.
It's 12-inch, that's definitely 12-inch.
12-inch. Don't hold the...
What?
Don't hold the thin pulley thing with your thumb and forefinger, because that's cheating.
All right, okay.
Okay, so you just got the end? You ready?
Yeah, I've got the end.
Ready? Oh. Okay. You have won! Oh. Oh, hang on, hang on.
Whatever one.
Just making sure this cracker smells right. Oh, God.
What's that? ASMI or whatever it's called.
Hey, what? ASMI? Yeah, it's ASMI, Darren. Is it? Oh, I love you so much. You're thinking of ASMR.
There, that's the one.
Which is auto-sensory meridian response.
Really?
That's not what I'm doing. Anyway, right, let's see what you've won. Okay, you've won.
Close.
Firstly, a green for Darren. You've won a green hat, which I'm putting on in your honour.
Don't rip it.
Nope, that's fine. You have got... What's this? Keep hands cozy in winter, scrambled. Oh, it's ITESNTM. You want to write that down? It's a scrambled puzzle.
IT.
I don't think these were from Waitrose. ITESNTM.
Yeah.
And the clue is keep hands cozy in winter. Anything?
No.
Oh, come on, Darren.
Nutsack.
What? Jesus, what? Dirty old man. Is that why you stick your hands when you're cold?
I have a friend that does that. It's very embarrassing.
Darren, it's mittens.
Oh, yes.
Right, that aside, what else have you got?
There was no V. Looking for gloves.
I've got another scrambled. A fun Christmas party favour.
Okay.
A-R-K-E-C-C-R.
A fun Christmas party favour.
Yeah. This is really obvious considering what we're doing right now.
Is it?
Yeah. Molly and Darren's Christmas...
Cracker!
Yay!
Yeah, I can see that. Yay!
What's really disappointing is there's actually no joke in this cracker.
Oh, dear.
And I've got, I've got some playing cards which don't make any sense. This is definitely not from Waitrose. I don't understand what any of this is. That's terrible. Have you got another Christmas cracker joke you can plop in here?
Scrooge scored the winning goal in his year's FA Cup.
Was it something to do with Christmas past? I don't know. Ha 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 ha! my cheeks hurt. Just empty the cracker out there.
More to come next
that
week.
Is the, I'm going to choose a different cracker next week because that was pap. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
you could not do that again. You're if you tried.
I deserve a round of applause.
Fantastic. Oh, you made me cry.
If you'd like to get in touch with Molly Green and Darren Rudge at the Happy Garden Podcast, then all you have to do is follow them on social media. Just search for the Happy Garden Podcast. If you'd like to send them an email at the Happy Garden Podcast, you can email thehappygardenpodcast@gmail.com. Can we say Happy Garden Podcast just one more time? The Happy Garden Podcast.
Oh, Darren, as always, this is descending into tomfoolery towards the end of the podcast. I actually have tears.
Wonderful.
Okay, well, let's get to our last question. Now, anything that you need to ask Darren, he's here for you weekly on the Happy Garden Podcast. Just drop us an email at thehappygardenpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to leave your phone number, that would be absolutely smashing so we could get you on 1 week here on the Happy Garden Podcast. But let me get to Sandra. Darren, really interesting question, and we have a lot to say about this one, I'm sure. It says, hi, both. I'm writing to ask if you can help and give advice regarding my money plant. Now, it seems I, like Molly, have too many plants in my house. We were talking about this last week, weren't we, Darren? Yeah. I had one of my money plants in the living room on the opposite side of the room from the window. It's been on a low, small table for a year or so, and I've got to be truthful, I don't give it much attention. Whilst moving furniture for the Christmas period, I've realised the plant is now leggy and quite pale. I now feel dreadful as it's obviously been reaching for the light. Darren, will it ever get its leaves back on the trunk of the plant? It's now top heavy. How should I help it? Thanks for all you do. Keep laughing. We need it during these cold, gloomy winter days. Many thanks, Sandra. What a lovely email. But the money plant... Sandra. Yeah, that is lovely, isn't it? Keep laughing. But the money plant... Darren, I can absolutely echo what Sandra says. It's easy to sort of forget where you've put them.
But they're really hardy, you know. I mean, they're really open to abuse. That's what's good about them. And if you bring it into the light, Sandra, then it'll be fine. And it will bud up. You'll be really, really surprised. And that's all you need to do, really. I mean, at this time of year, we're obviously in our winter in this country. Don't water it that much. But when you get into the spring, keep it well watered. Give it a good feed, at least once a month. Give it a really good feed. Bicarbonate of soda is as good as anything that you can actually buy to help it to green through because it's magnesium sulfate. Magnesium sulfate is responsible for the greenness in our leaves. It's responsible for what we call the chloroplasts, which are the green things that help plants to collect light and feed themselves, and they will that will help it to produce other leaves as well. So literally, all you need is a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda. Baking powder, baking soda is the same stuff. It's just that it's got a rising agent in it. Into around about a pint of milk, a pint of water, I should say. And then just feed it. Just literally feed it the whole pint once a month. And you'll see it'll start to come through. It'll produce more leaves for you. And it will be absolutely fine. They're really easy to propagate. So in the natural area, they do drop leaves. And you'll see that little pointed bit at the bottom of the leaf. If you pop that into compost, just literally stand it up on its end in compost, it'll produce roots. And that's exactly how it does it in the wild. They drop off and where if that part of the leaf actually touches the ground, it will actually produce a root system. So you can have loads and loads of other baby money plants and do it that way. They start to do it on the plant, actually. If you look, you'll see these little fine hairs that start to be produced. So propagate it. I'd have loads. loads of them, wouldn't you, Molly? Oh, you already have.
I do. I do love my money plants. Sandra is absolutely right, though. It's because I'm in exactly the same position as Sandra. They're everywhere. And they're like lavender. I do worry that if they get too leggy, they won't get leaves back on the sort of trunk, as it were. But they will, you say, if you...
They will do, yeah. It just depends on how old that trunk actually is. Yeah. The really old, gnarly wood won't. But the younger shoots definitely will. Because you can see those buds where they're going to be, because if you feel up and down the stem, they've got these little ridges, so you can feel the ridges on the stem, and that's where the buds are. Basically, it's just protecting itself by not having leaves on. If you put it into the right situation, it'll produce leaves, because plants won't produce leaves in general where there's no light. It's the same as hedges. If you've got a bare base to a hedge, it's because there's no light getting to the bottom of the hedge. And plants are not going to expend energy putting leaves out where there's no sort of gain for them. So it's exactly the same for your money plant.
Yeah.
So pop it into the light. And then in the spring, give it a really good feed.
Go towards the light, Carol Ann. Now,
definitely.
Darren, you and I learnt this a few years ago, and while you were just answering Sandra's question, I got my iPad in front of me and I'm just Googling on eBay the price of money plants.
Hundreds of pounds.
Well, no, this is ridiculous. This isn't sold. I'll have a look at sold in a minute. But the top highest price first on eBay, 14,500.
Oh, my Lord.
49 watches. Very large, lucky Crassula avata.
Yeah. Crassula, yeah.
Billionaire's tree. I mean, it's only like it's a money plant, really. 1.5 grand, 2 grand, 1 grand, 1999. Let's have a look at the sold listings. I think, let me put UK only. I think people will be absolutely amazed how much money plants are worth. My Uncle Fred offered me his out of the conservatory. I said no because I've got so many. But got to flog that for. Here we are. Sold, 350 quid. 350 quid.
It's not to be sniffed at, is it, really?
240, sold 10 bids. That's a foot. 180, that's half a foot. 150 been sold. Jade plant, money plant, lucky money plant. Crassula ovata, 150 quid sold. That's not even a foot. You'd be amazed if you have a look at the eBay solds, how much you could flog your plants for.
Get propagating, that's what I say.
I had no idea money, well, until you and I did a slot on this a little while ago, no idea money plants fetched so much dosh.
They are really, really fascinating to people, that's why. It's because of their age as well and the fact that they can live for hundreds and hundreds of years. I think,
can
you know,
they?
Yeah. There was, when we were on the BBC... There was.
I don't know why you do that posh voice. The BBC is anything but posh these days, Darren.
There was a lady or a gentleman that had been in touch, and he'd had his money plant passed down from generation. I think it was about 400 years old.
Yeah.
And he'd had it passed on from generation to generation. So, because we'd had the question that one of our listeners had said they got one that was at least 75 years old. Is that really old? And the answer is no, because they can be hundreds of years old.
Darren, we're almost done.
Wow.
I know. However, jobs for the week ahead, and all importantly, have you got Darren's rivaling Molly's pickling parlour mustard recipe, Christmas cracker, ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's see.
Are you ready?
I am.
Ho, ho, ho. It's time to grab one end each. It's Molly and Darren's Christmas crackers.
Right, then let's see if you can do better than my mustard. Let the dog see the rabbit. What are you doing today?
Okay, so remember, this feature is meant to be cost-effective and easy to make.
Mm.
And made with love. That's the main thing, isn't it? Made with your little gentle fingers for the person that you love.
Oh, that's nice.
So a bowl garden can be the ideal garden gift for an office desk, a kitchen table or the living room windowsill. How about that? And here's how to make one. You'll need some horticultural grit, some multi-purpose compost, some decorative aggregates and a small plug succulent or cacti plant. Oh, and of course you'll need a bowl. So you can use just an ordinary sort of fruit bowl if you want to. It's not a problem. Line the bottom of your bowl with grit to give it some drainage. Fill to the top with multi-purpose compost and then firming, and then space out your plants. Once you're happy with them, just plant them and then put the decorative gravel on top and water in. So there you go. There's my Christmas cracker this week. Make a bowl garden for that gardening friend or person you love. Mustard or bowl garden? You could have a mustardy bowl garden, couldn't you?
They're both. They are, though, aren't they? Oh, Darren. But we try.
No, you didn't.
Oh, dear, that's really funny. What have you what have you got, Mrs. Darren?
What, for Christmas?
Is she in?
Yeah, she's upstairs.
Oh, keep your voice down then.
Yeah.
What have you
got? What have I got? I've got a set of saucepans.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I'm really angry at you.
I got her a battery drill.
2-speed hammer drill.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, you twit.
It's a screwdriver.
Enough now. Right, we're nearly done. Do you want to do... Do you want to finish with some jobs?
Yes.
Oh, I say, you can tell it's getting close to Christmas. Darren's got his festive music out for the Happy Garden Podcast Jobs of the Week. Go on, Darren. Tell us what to do.
Go on, Darren. Tell us what to do.
So, while bedding plants, folks, for spring colour should have been planted by now, you naughty people, wallflowers, pansies and bachelor's buttons can still be planted. Bachelor's buttons. Oh, do you remember those?
No.
Wonderful stuff. They're still available in your garden centres, but get them in, folks. Give yourself some nice winter colour and a fresh flush of spring colour. Perennial flowers can still be divided as long as the ground's not too wet and sticky. Okay, and it's also not too late to lift your dahlias, so you can still get them out the ground, as well as begonias and gladioli, and basically store them away for the winter months. Now, finally, it's not a great deal to do with your lawn at the moment, but if it's a bit untidy, give it a little bit of a mow, and you can still aerate and scarify if the temperature is in double figures.
I really, really enjoyed today's podcast, Dazzler.
It's been good, hasn't it?
It has been good.
I think it's been good.
I'm looking out the window. Night is falling. What time are we? It's 3:30.
Oh, no, it's just starting night to falls, dark, hasn't it?
Let me thank you for today's podcast. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself.
No problem at all. It's always my pleasure.
Well, I better go and see what's happened to my husband, whether he's finished... Well, I don't know logging. What he's doing. Logging or collecting my watermelon. I'm not sure state of play outside the, outside the podcast room. Seemed to have been in here for an awful long time. What are you doing now?
What am I doing now? You always ask me this.
I know, and I always get the same reply.
I'm going to choose my tea
dinner
from
option.
The menu.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your evening meal.
My evening
Your
meal,
evening
yeah.
Meal.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy the
And it will be served in the living room.
Unbelievable. Please give all of our love to Mrs. Rudge, as always. And Darren, we'll see you for next week's podcast. Gosh, a step closer to Christmas. It'll be very exciting. Can we drink on next week's podcast?
Yes, I think so. I think we need to get slightly inebriated.
I think we do. Shall we? What shall we have next week?
Well, I'm going to have marrow rum.
Okay, let's loosen the cogs with a bit of rum on next week's podcast.
Let's let our hair down.
Let's let our hairs down. This,
you know, do you think they'll notice?
No. It probably won't be much different, to be fair. Darren, much love. Thank you for all of your advice on this podcast. It has been great.
My pleasure, folks, and happy gardening. Get out there and garden.
Ta-ra, everyone!
Bye! Ta-ra!
Happy Christmas, everyone! Ho, 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 hooray!
You've been listening to the Happy Garden Podcast with Molly Green and Darren Rudge. If you'd like to send them an email, get in touch with the Happy Garden Podcast by emailing thehappygardenpodcast@gmail.com. Follow them on social media. Just search for the Happy Garden Podcast. Can we say Happy Garden Podcast just one more time? The Happy Garden Podcast.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.